Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rocky Springs.
That would be a little weird.
You ever been down to Rocky Springs?
I don't know. Where's that at?
It's down in Claiborne County. It's down around my neck of the woods. It's off the Natchez Trace. It's a little park. You got a waterfall and it's cool. Cool place.
Is there a lot of rocks in the springs?
Yes, a lot of rocks down there. Rocks. Yeah.
So it was named correctly. There's a lot of places in Mississippi that are not named correctly.
Right.
That one was correctly named.
The original name was going to be.
Yeah.
We have a question about that later. That's going to require our use of that voice. Wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And remember, when you place an order with them or when you order at either of their two stores here in Starkville, or I'm sorry, it's Starkville or Tupelo, you support the Bulldog Initiative. That's right, Rebel fans. Every coffee you buy helps us out just a little bit. So I'll point that out. It's all coming together so nicely.
Well, they support us no matter what. They're listening to the podcast.
They're listening.
Buying things from sponsors.
That's right. You can't get away from us. You love us.
Don't even try to say you don't.
Don't even front. Pip Printing, speaking of the Bulldog Initiative, how about this? If you own a business, you already spend money on printing. It's just an expense like rent, paying the lights, you know, paying your salaries. You pay for printing. If you work with Pip Printing and you tell them, hey, heard about you guys on Thunder and Lightning, 10% of every sale goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. So we're talking about money you already spend. Now you're helping Mississippi State and you're getting the expertise and the great service that Pip Printing provides. I think that's a win-win no matter how you look at it. So call my buddy Camden Baker, 601-499-5216, or you can visit them online at pitbridgeland.com. If you need marketing, call Pip today.
Oh, okay.
We're good?
I'm good with that.
We got something there, buddy. We did it.
You mixed in my idea. You got your own.
Got a little flavor. Yeah.
This is how Thunder and Lightning works.
That's right. Teamwork.
It's like when Hulk Hogan and Macho Man came together as the Mega Powers.
Mm-hmm. But we're not going
to turn on each other.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at Becky with lustful eyes. That's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
When I look at you, it makes me sick to my stomach. I can't even look at you. You want to come at me for the title? That'd have been no problem.
Ah, I love that. That's one of my favorite angles of all time.
College Corner. CollegeCornerStore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Baseball season is just about upon us. I talked to somebody today who was excited about baseball, and the way they described it got me thinking, well, maybe they're right. So we'll talk about that later. We're not going to get down that road today.
Okay.
But that being said, if you're coming to Duty Noble, you need a brand new M over S polo. You need a pullover for those first few weeks of the season because you know it's going to be cold at Duty Noble Field. So grab one today from College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area to serve you. Originally by Fleet Feet, Flowwood by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. When you're looking for a great meal in Starkville, Restaurant Tyler is the place. If you're going to be here this weekend for basketball, 7:30 Saturday tip, a little late to get to Restaurant Tyler after that, but Sunday morning brunch will be there for you. If you're a breakfasty kind of brunch person, they got you covered. If you're a lunchy kind of brunch person, they got you covered. They got a great meal waiting for you Sunday morning at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Visit PriorityOneBank.com to find the location nearest you. And when you do that, you're going to find a bank that provides small town feel with big city financial power. And that's the best of both worlds for sure. When you're told, we talk all the time on this show about eating locally and shopping locally, just as important to bank locally. And if you live in Central Mississippi, there's a Priority One Bank near you. If you're a customer of Priority One Bank right now, you know how great their app is. Smooth and streamlined. You do a lot more on there than just move your money around. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day. By the way, looking ahead to next week, have you looked at the weather for the first few days of the week next week?
I did. I sent you a screenshot of the weather last night. Did you? Nobody responded to it in our group message. I felt extremely stupid.
Well, there was also there was a game going on that everybody was kind of paying attention to. So
were we all paying attention to it?
I was.
I was about to change the channel to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. So the big news was Judkins. But you know what? First off, I want to say I needed Quinshon Judkins out of my life, and I got that, so I'm happy. But
are you sure it's really out of your life?
Yeah, you know what? Until I see him carry the ball, maybe I should wait. But that being said, the man tweets that he's going to Ohio State 3 minutes after Michigan wins the national title. Perfection.
And apparently he mentioned in there that he was going to beat Michigan.
Didn't see Michigan either. Said the team.
No, the team up north.
He's learning. Congrats to Quinshon. But I
that locker room cancer.
That
Ohio State's going after.
Ohio State always knows they got to take chances on character risks. That program, you know. All right, let's dive into the rumblings here. First question today from Nathan Kelly, who wants to know, what's worst, cyclists or guys that back their trucks into parking spaces? I got nothing against cyclists, man. They're out there riding their bikes. They're trying to get healthy. I don't have a problem.
I have friends that are cyclists.
Yeah,
I can't put them all in the same category.
Back your car in person is a problem.
Neil McCready would say those are Mississippi State fans.
Really? Why?
Yes, he specifically has labeled people that back their cars into parking spaces as Mississippi State fans. That he said Mississippi State fans wear camo and back your, yeah, doesn't care. Camo, and which, by the way, every Ole Miss recruit that comes to school now is taking pictures with camo hats.
Yeah.
And they have helmets that are camouflage.
Yeah.
They stole that from Mississippi State, created camouflage.
No,
they stole that from Mississippi State.
Unfortunately, no, we didn't. We didn't. They did. Ole Miss invented it.
But anyway,
it's like the Simpsons. They did everything first.
My dad is a back your car into a space kind of guy.
No.
He likes to get in his car and be able to just pull right out. That's his. So,
the only time I ever do that, I don't really ever back in. If I go to the grocery store and there's two spots like backed in front available, I'll pull all the way to the front so I can just duck right out. But if I can't, I don't back into a spot. I don't.
I'll do it every now and then.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not that big of a deal to me. What ticks me off is if you back into a parking space and you're taking up space in the other parking space.
Yeah, not good.
If you've taken the time and effort to back into a space and you can't even do it right, that's what makes me mad.
Yeah.
So that would be that makes me mad. But the cyclist that think that the whole road is theirs, and they flip you off and they yell at you if you're too close or if you pull out and they're not out of the way or whatever, those are the ones that kind of irk me a little bit. I don't have anything against cyclists. It's just the people that do that.
Well,
it's kind of like people that back
in
their
parking space. What I'm hearing is you have something against idiots that happen to be on bicycles.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's nothing wrong with that, you know, because those people, once they get off the bicycle, they're still idiots.
That, I guess what I'm saying is I don't like dumb people.
Fair. Fair.
Which, you know, might be contradictory because in a lot of ways I'm dumb too.
Well, yeah, I don't like other dumb people.
Yeah.
There we go.
Dumb people that are also dumb. Hey, right. Nathan, my good friend,
yeah,
is at the Royal Rumble party this year with us. So
great. Is he bringing brisket?
That's a different Nathan.
That's a different Nathan?
Yeah, this isn't the same Nathan that
this
asked that
the
question.
Same Nathan. Okay.
Like at all.
Well, who cares?
Did Nathan Kelly
not show up with brisket?
He could.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
I think he was expecting us to get him pizza.
What? I was expecting a lot of things in this life that never happened.
But I will take the brisket if he is willing to bring it.
And the joint is open. You know? I mean, just go get one.
That's true.
Anyway, what's the other Nathan's last name?
Taylor.
Taylor. Okay.
Avid listener to the
I know.
Rumblings.
I feel bad now. Sidelines Hail State. In honor of National Championship Day, can you name the most exciting moment in college football that didn't involve Mississippi State? It's got to be the band is out on the field, right?
It's up there.
That's got to be number one for me. No, nothing can top that. Because you can have another Hail Mary. You can have another huge tackle or a big run. Those things can happen in any game. There will never be the band is out on the field again.
No, that because the band doesn't come on the field after the games.
Right, right.
But you remember on NCAA when you could like go back and play that game and go back and play like all those like great like they insert you into that moment.
Right.
That was so cool. NCAA was so innovative with that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I remember playing that Holiday Bowl game. I think it was like Jim McMahon and
BYU versus SMU. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They were down by like three or four touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can like lead the comeback.
Yeah.
That was a really cool feature they had.
I wish they'd bring that back. That was cool. You're not wrong. Also from Sidelines Hail State, what is the best national championship / Super Bowl food? It's gotta be pizza and wings, right? Just keep it easy.
Buffalo wings.
Yeah. Agreed.
With buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh, yeah.
Which,
maybe we go barbecue wings
with buffalo chicken.
That way we
yes.
got two different things going. There we go.
I don't want two buffaloes.
I don't want double buffalo. Yeah. Steve Mormon, expanding on my Starkville Sopranos social club question, is Brandon Walker Uncle Jr. and where does it meet? Well, first off, it's got to meet at Taste, right? That's the only Italian restaurant in town.
Yes. That's basically Artie's restaurant.
Yes.
That's Artie's restaurant. I mean, can we get Craig Fant to come out there and be our Artie?
He's just going to come out and talk to us and be like, get back in the kitchen.
Did Tony ever pay off his bill?
That tab is still out there, man. It's got to be like $100,000.
It was $6,000 in like season four.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, just keeps, yeah. Also, he wants to know, is Brandon Walker Uncle Jr.?
I don't know who would be our Uncle Junior. It's got to be somebody that's older. And who is older? Could it be Danny P? Danny P is not really a ruthless murderer.
He's not
murderer.
Ruthless enough, no.
They got
Brandon
similar
Walker
Coke
is
bottle
ruthless,
glasses.
But I think Brandon Walker is kind of with a different crew, right? Isn't Brandon Walker like Johnny Sack?
He could be.
You know, he's in Chicago. That's their version. And that's our New York.
Well, you know, on Boardwalk Empire, which – there's a lot of similarities to Sopranos with it, but they had a crew in New York, I think, and they had a crew in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be kind of the like they yeah. had.
So Brandon is
who
like,
was the who was the guy? Lucky Luciano.
Okay,
he was, I guess, in New York. Mm-hmm. Or
that makes sense.
I can't remember, but yeah, he would be like in another. So he would be like, kind of like Hesh, wouldn't he? Would he be kind of like Hesh?
Hesh didn't have a – wasn't a made guy. He was just a –
He's an outsider. He's an outsider. What do they call it?
He's a friend of –
Acquaintance? Acquaintance?
He was a friend of yours, not a friend of ours.
Yeah, but they're called like an acquaintance, I think.
Yeah.
Like if you're Italian, you're called an acquaintance.
So like Cole Kublik is Hesh. Like he's a guy we can call for advice. right? Yeah. But he's not a part of
he's
the
not in the
family.
family.
Right. Brandon is Carmine Lupertazzi. He's the boss of another city.
It's Carmine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was, wasn't Carmine Johnny Sox?
Johnny Sox boss.
Boss.
Johnny Sacks yeah. boss.
Johnny Sack.
Sox. Johnny Sock works for
we've
us.
We've given John Sock off Johnny Sock.
Johnny Sock. So. But he is also a Jersey guy. Yes. Yeah. Carmine is Brandon is Carmine Lupertazzi. He invented point shaving. Let's see here. Dugout Dog, if you had to compete in a chess boxing match, this is real, give it a Google, against an SEC coach, who do you think you could realistically defeat? Now, did you Google chess boxing?
No.
It is exactly what it sounds like. You play a round of chess, and then you fight a round. And you can either win by checkmate or knockout.
That's wild.
So what I want is, I want somebody dumb. I'm not too terribly worried about the physical part of it. Like, obviously, I don't want to fight Billy Napier. But who's the dumbest coach, right? Who's the coach I'm just like, that guy's an idiot. So who am I going after here? Who, I would have said Jimbo before last year. I don't think Kiffin's that bright, to be honest with you.
He's not.
So I think I could beat Kiffin in chess. So
he's got some street smarts.
Plus, I also don't think that he's much of a fighter.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, Kiffin.
He's like Paul Heyman. He does a lot of talking, and then whenever you start bowing your chest up, he just kind of falls to the background.
There you go.
He's an advocate.
Mark Burleson asks, Jessica Carter seems to disappear when she plays any other competent big, taking shots away from the basket, weak on rebounding, etc. Has she hit her ceiling? What do you think, Robbie?
I just think that she is what she is. She's not a back to the basket, post somebody up and take them to school kind of player. And she's when she goes up against other centers, like dominant centers in the league, you will see her kind of disappear a little bit because that's just not her game. She's not one that can go head to head and have, 25 and 12 against South Carolina or something, And I think that's a big reason why Vic Schaefer was so adamant in making her stretch four type player.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw that, but I think that was his thought process was she's a player that could be really good, like mid-range type player. And she does have a good mid-range game, but she's just not going to win a lot of battles against bigger, more physical post players.
Okay.
But, also, I mean, she's had a really good career,
Also, which fast food restaurant has the best chicken sandwich? What do you think it is?
I've had the Popeyes one. Mm-hmm. And it's good. I mean, it's kind of hit or miss. So, one day you might go in there and it might be half cooked.
Oh,
but that's always the case with Popeyes. I mean, you really don't know what you're going to get. But that to me is probably the most flavorful chicken sandwich I've had.
Yeah.
But I do love the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, like the deluxe chicken sandwich. Yeah. Really good.
A dark horse is Wendy's. Wendy's has a good chicken sandwich.
Spicy chicken?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good call. Brian McDuff, I often said nothing surprises me with Ole Miss, but I must say this Judkin charade has even caught me off guard. Are you surprised the lengths Ole Miss has gone through to make this orchestrated flip-miss present seem more believable? At this point, because you can still be – we just saw this the other day, right, that they lost the commitment to Louisville on the portal.
Really strange. What do you know the background of that?
Don't. I don't.
Does he have a connection to Louisville?
Well, I don't know. All I'm going to say about that is this, and I could be completely wrong, but this is just my thought process, is that the players hear what gets said and they see what happens. Mm-hmm. And they see everybody bashing the hell out of Judkins, a guy who has done nothing but give Ole Miss 2,700 yards and 30 touchdowns and help them win 19 games the last 2 years. And they just crushed him. Maybe.
Do you think that played a factor in that?
I mean, what else could it have been? Unless Louisville came in at the last minute with a huge NIL deal, but that seems unlikely. This isn't, I mean, Tamari McDonald's a good player, but he's not like break the bank good. So,
yeah.
So I don't
The
really.
it really has been strange. It's kind of common for fans to, you know, kind of get upset when one of their own transfer. State fans definitely did it with Dylan Johnson last year. Very similar situation, but
yeah, that,
with Judkins, what can you possibly say, like, other than to say, you know, who's a little like might be selfish or whatever? I mean, that's what fans say. How can you possibly destroy that dude the way that you have after the production that he's had in 2 years?
It's something, man.
He had the greatest 2 year run of any running back in Ole Miss history in 2 year period. And one of the best freshman seasons of a running back in SEC history.
Yeah.
And I can't understand, you know, what was going on there.
I don't get it. Where are we here?
But I was correct. It was not an Ole Miss
not yet
thing. Oh, you think they're going to flip him? You're hanging on for
I
dear
see
life.
Him carry the ball for Ohio State. I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to stay on high alert. I'm going to stay woke. You know, it used to be stay woke was a good thing. I'm going to stay woke on this. All right.
I mean, wait to see what that dude does when he has some like big holes to run through.
Oh, I see.
Ole Miss's offensive line was not great.
It could be something to behold behind that Ohio State offensive line.
I mean, it could be an Ezekiel Elliott type season.
Good. Brogan Fairchild, what do you think makes the difference between good barbecue and great barbecue? I think the answer is very simple. It's patience.
Yeah.
If you get somebody who's trying to cook a pork butt and they're, you know, like, okay, we gotta be able to eat at 5. So I'm gonna put it on at 9 and it's gotta be ready at 5. You know, and then they pull it off at like 4:30, 4:35, and it's only at like 180. And you gotta like plan barbecue in a way that, like, okay, I have 3 extra hours in case it goes wrong. And Malcolm Reed said something a few weeks ago that made a lot of sense. It's like, no piece of meat has ever gotten worse because you rested it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you pull out, if the pork butt's done, you want to eat at 5 and the pork butt's done at 3:30, letting that thing sit there for an hour and a half before you pull it is not going to hurt that thing at all. But you can't take stuff like that off the grill until it's done. All right. There is no, well, maybe it'll carry, you know, when that pork butt, when it's tender, when the probe goes through it like butter, take it off. Don't do it before then. And if
also,
it takes longer.
A good base on it too. I mean, there's a lot of people that they hardly season their briskets and it's just not, I mean, it's bad.
People don't understand, like, when you have a 15, 16-pound piece of meat, you have to cover that thing in salt and pepper. You have to. Because, I mean, it can take it.
Oh, my gosh. My dad made – I was telling you about that brisket my dad made. And it was so – like, when I took a bite into it, I was like, God, that's salty.
Mm-hmm.
But as I processed the meat and as it, like, started going down, I'm like, oh, my God, that – is delicious.
Yeah.
The seasoning on it, and went all the way through. You know, the top layer obviously is going to be pretty salty.
Yeah.
But once you start digging into the meat and it's gotten into that meat and really settled in there, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
It's got to have some salty flavor to it.
Meat needs salt. Any kind of meat. Steak, chicken, pork, fish, you have to put salt on your food. You have to
think about how they used to preserve.
Yeah, it was covered in salt.
My dad said that they didn't have a freezer when he was growing up. They had their own like little like salt, not maybe not a salt house, but like a shed where they put all their meat and they just bury the meat in the salt and it preserves it. And that's if you go to some of these old plantations, if you go to Mount Vernon. They would have pork houses or salt houses, and that's where all their meat would be preserved. They didn't have freezers and things like that. Salt is a preservative as well as a great way to season your meats.
Agreed. Sheldon Nations, have you ever cooked with fish sauce? I have. I use it a lot. Good. Anytime I make anything that has like an Asian flavor to it, I'm gonna put a little splash of fish sauce in there. It's great.
I can't say that I have.
You should try it. It's good.
We've got a lot of we've got a lot
Marinate
of
your
fish
chicken
in
in.
the
You don't need it. Doesn't
what?
have to be on fish. Just like get some chicken, a little soy sauce, a little fish sauce, and you know, some salt. And you don't want too much salt when you have the soy sauce. A little pepper, a little garlic. It's
But what I
good.
was saying was we have fish in the freezer. We need to, I don't know if it's tilapia or what it is, but
It better be superior catfish.
I just had Superior Catfish for lunch at Little Dewey. And I
Went to
mean,
Odin's last week.
it's just,
It's
you
good.
can't beat it. I mean, Becky was even saying, we were riding over there and she was like, I really like this fish here because I've never had any fish from Superior that's got that muddy taste to it. And it's so true. You bite into that thing, it's all white, it's all clean. You know you're eating a clean piece of fish.
Maybe we should go see some more restaurants this summer. What do you think?
I'm pretty positive that is going to be on my docket. I'm
I
gonna
would
have to
do.
we're gonna have to reach out to somebody here soon and get that set
Yeah.
up.
We're gonna make it happen. All right. State College asks us, while defense is certainly a major issue, do you think the fan base should also temper offensive expectations for year one? Perhaps the greatest offensive coach in college football history peaked at number 42 offense, scoring offense in 3 years. Not including the Dak years, Mullen peaked at 41. Levy has coached great offenses, but with so much turnover, I think a top 30 scoring offense will be really difficult. Okay. So hold on a second. I'm going to look something up. I want to know who's he saying is the greatest offensive coach, by the way?
I couldn't tell you.
Got me curious. All right, hold on.
The
Hold.
greatest offensive coach in college football history. I mean, I would say, I mean, don't just expect Mississippi State to come in here and be a top 10 offense
Right.
because they're never that. But I think that you should expect this offense should be pretty good. They got enough pieces in it, and Lebby's track record says that it's going to be a at least a top 25 offense. So, you know, Mullen didn't have the numbers that Lebby did consistently.
Right.
He was a good offensive coordinator, but his numbers were not better than what Lebby's produced at, you know, three, four different schools.
Right.
But I think it is reasonable to say you can't expect Mississippi State to be what Oklahoma was in year one and two when he was there because they just don't have the same players.
Right.
But my expectations are a top 50 offense for sure.
So this
And
is what I wanted to figure out, and I this is gonna surprise you, right? Maybe it won't surprise you, but talk about making a point here. In 2019, Ole Miss was 81st in scoring offense, 81st, the
yeah.
last year of Matt Luke, the Rick Trod.
With basically the same players they had the next year.
First year under Kiffin, they were 14th. They went from 26 points per game to 39 points per game. They went up two touchdowns basically a game. So Mississippi State last year was at 21 a game. I mean, if they can just be at 31 a game, I don't know if that's gonna be top. Hold on, let me see what last year, what a top what 31 a game would have been. But at 31 a game, you're gonna give yourself a great opportunity to be a 6-6 football team. So last year, if you averaged 31 points a game, right at 31, you would have been the 44th ranked offense in the country.
Would you sign up for that?
Yes. 44. Well,
You would lock that in.
let's just look at it like this, right? Here are the top 40 teams, right? So from we'll just do 40 through 45. West Virginia, they won 9 games, right? TCU, was TCU in a bowl this year? They may have
No, I don't
missed a
think
bowl.
so.
They may have missed a bowl. UCF was in a bowl. They're 42. Georgia Tech was in a bowl. They were 43. Louisville was in a bowl. They were 44. And Fresno State was in a bowl. They were 45. Ohio State was 46th, by the way, at 30.5 points per game. They were just really, they were elite defensively.
I'm really intrigued with that Big Ten next year.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. I can't wait to watch some of those. The games next year, you know, this is day one of no college football. The games next year are insane, both in the SEC and the Big Ten. Like, just every weekend, there are going to be killer games. I can't wait.
Can State average more next year than Mike Leach did? His best year, which was 2022? Was that his best year?
21 was his best year offensively.
Okay, so he averaged 31.6 in 2022.
Okay, then you're right. Then 2022 was better. But see, those numbers are deceiving, though. Because
they did have some defensive.
Yeah.
But let's just say they average – let's say they can average 32 a game. Yeah. Where does that put them
32 in the NCAA? They probably win 7 games.
That would be tremendous.
Take it. So, yeah, when you look at the turnaround that they put down, granted, I don't know that State has a Corral. You know, I don't know that State has an Elijah Moore. But Lebby has made a career of making quarterbacks and receivers into superstars.
So, I mean, he's yet to miss on his starters.
Yeah.
Every starter he's had, whether it be at UCF, Ole Miss, or Oklahoma, have been seriously productive. And you can't say that it was highly rated guys every time because Dylan Gabriel was a 3-star.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out and got a guy that he believes is the one that can run this offense. He had plenty of chances to get other people. That's the guy he got, Blake Shapen, and he hasn't been interested in really going after anyone else.
Yeah, I
trust him. I do. I trust that he knows what he's talking about when it comes to quarterbacks.
All right, moving on. AA, Andy Atkinson. State will forever be the answer to two big college football trivia questions. First ever number one in the playoff era, and Texas's first SEC game. Can you imagine being a negative answer, such as the only original SEC West team not to win a division title? God, that would suck. Can you imagine?
Yikes.
Woo! Let's see here. Steven Turner, to your knowledge, has a former Bulldog won a college football national championship like Dylan Johnson has a shot to do? Obviously, Dylan didn't get there. The answer is yes. In 1945, Shorty McWilliams,
mm-hmm.
who had gone into the Army, was playing for Army when they won the national championship that year. He was 8th in the Heisman Trophy vote, and the Black Knights were 9-0 consensus national champions. Shorty McWilliams also, to my knowledge, the only 4-time first-team All-SEC player in Mississippi State history. Great player.
Yeah, he was a great player.
So, but yes, he's one. And then I guess in this era of the transfer portal, just trying to think, has anybody left State who went Georgia? He was on the team last year, so no. Georgia, who won it in 20? Alabama in 2020. There wasn't anybody from Mississippi State on that team. And then now you're outside of the transfer portal. So, yeah, I think the only answer is Shorty McWilliams.
That's a Mississippi State thing, if I've ever heard it. The guy left Mississippi State, won a national championship,
and then came back to Mississippi State, and they weren't any good in 46.
They weren't any good.
Yeah.
But he was, obviously a legend
mm-hmm.
at Mississippi State and was, a guy that he played for my Steelers, too, mm-hmm. Way back in, I think, the 50s. Was really put together an incredible. I think before Dak, he was the only guy that had gotten Heisman votes.
You're correct.
Way back in the 1940s. So, that one of the few guys that made the Ring of Honor. He's an all time great at Mississippi State. But yeah, that always was crazy to me that he went and became a national champion and then came back. Fought in the war,
mm-hmm.
in World War II.
Yeah.
And, of course, also married into the Weidman's family and ran the restaurant Meridian, which is one of the most iconic restaurants in the state of Mississippi. He did he helped kind of carry that thing to the next level.
Yeah.
Heck of a resume, heck of a legacy.
Lived a good life, no question.
Shorty.
There you go. Brick Thomas, NFL wild card winner predictions. All right, so we'll start with your guys, Bills Steelers.
I just don't trust the Steelers. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I mean, I don't really trust the Bills either, but I can't trust them to go on the road and with the season that they've had, the offense has been so bad this year and win a game.
All right, so the Bills. We'll stay in the AFC. Dolphins at Chiefs on Peacock. Do you need my Peacock login?
No, of course not. I have a WWE Network.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot they have WWE. Yeah,
Is
so you got
that's at Kansas City,
at
right?
Kansas City. Got to think the
Yeah.
Chiefs are going to win that game.
Dolphins are not playing good football right now.
They're not.
They're really
Browns
not.
at Texans. I think Flacco gets this one.
Browns have been
I'm playing good.
scary this year. Their defense,
It's
Jim
good.
Schwartz is their defensive coordinator,
Yeah,
right?
the guy's a good coordinator.
He's
Yeah.
done a great job with them. They're salty on defense. I'm going to go with the Browns.
Eagles at Bucks. God, this should have been the Saints. Oh, I would take the Saints to beat the Eagles, to be honest with you. I'll take the Bucks too. The Eagles are playing like crap.
The Eagles are not playing good football, and that they have no reason to be playing this way.
No, they don't.
They've got dudes all over the field. Yeah, I'm pulling for the Bucks too. I just there's something about Citriani, what's his name, the head coach? I just don't like him very
You don't like
much.
it? Okay, I got it. Rams at Lions. Matt Stafford back to Detroit.
Yeah, this is a really intriguing game. I'm gonna go with the Lions,
Yeah.
but
Problem is
I
injuries.
was talking to Justin today.
Yeah.
Huge Lions fan. He's been a season ticket holder forever. He's a huge fan. And I'm pulling for the Lions. But there is something to like the teams that have been there. And the
Yeah.
Rams played in
No,
the
I get
Super
it.
Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah. And Stafford's played a ton of playoff games, so yeah.
Yeah, there's something to be said
But
about
Goff
that.
has been
Can
in a
they?
Super Bowl too. I mean,
He has, but the team,
yeah.
and
The rest of those guys, yeah.
the coach has not been in this position.
No.
You just don't know how they're going to react. I think I'm going to go with the Lions, though. I think they can win
I'll go the
this.
Lions, yeah. And I think the Cowboys beat the Packers for sure.
Yeah, at home,
Yeah.
that's a team that plays really well at home. Hopefully, Dak can win some big games here. At least get to the NFC Championship. I want him to kind of silence some haters a little bit and just at least win a couple of playoff games to get that off his back.
Yeah.
And if you have the NFC Championship, see what happens. I mean, the 49ers aren't playing great right now. I mean, who's playing the best football right now? The Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys, maybe the Browns,
Yeah.
the Ravens?
The Browns in the AFC, yeah. The
The
Ravens.
Ravens probably are playing the best
Yeah,
football
I agree.
when everybody's on the field, when Lamar's playing.
All right. Patrick Swindle. Is the 1992 Royal Rumble the greatest Rumble ever?
Oh,
So
it's up there, man.
it's up there. I'm just, to me, it's
So
got to be.
much nostalgia looking at this picture,
I mean,
too.
yeah, the Flair going the distance is just tough to beat. So I think I would go for that. I think you could sell me on that for sure.
With a tear in my eye,
That's right.
this is without a doubt the greatest day of my life.
Guy's been married twice, has four kids. That's the greatest day. I love that quote so much.
If you
You
look at this
all
picture,
pay homage to the man.
you got the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich in
Yeah.
there,
Piper, DiBiase, Shawn Michaels,
Hercules,
Tito Santana, Hacksaw
Skinner.
Duggan, Snuka, Undertaker, Savage. You got Mustafa, Colonel Mustafa, who's the Iron Sheik.
Yes.
I'll tell you, one of the most underrated guys, the model Rick Martel, great wrestler. And of
With the
course, Hogan,
arrogance.
Sergeant Slaughter, oh, his arrogance.
This brings
And
back
Sid
so many
Justice.
this brings back so many memories because this is the era where I am going the discount video
Yeah.
and getting the early 90s Rumbles, the early 90s like WrestleManias. I
Yeah.
watch those things over and over and over. They had those promos at the beginning where
Yes.
they'd be so much in character. They were just cartoons.
That's fantastic. Also from
Survivor
Patrick.
Series back then was awesome.
Oh, back when it was the 4-on-4s, I loved them. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Patrick Swindle again. Rank these super groups: Asia, the Traveling Wilburys, Temple of the Dog, Cream, Velvet Revolver, Audioslave. These are all good bands, first
I
of all.
had no idea Asia was a super group.
Yeah.
Who?
Let me get all the names for you here while we think about the rankings.
I
Cream needs to be number
honestly,
one.
everybody else I knew.
Yeah.
Cream had Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Who else was in Cream?
Hold on. So Cream was Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton, and Ginger Baker.
Okay, but Clapton was obviously the big
Right.
name in that.
Right.
Traveling Wilburys was...
That's Tom Petty, Bob
Jimmy
Dylan.
Page in that group?
No, no, no.
Now, what was Jimmy Page in?
Led Zeppelin.
Well, duh.
He was in
he was
Coverdale
in another
Page.
He was what?
Coverdale Page.
I thought he was in something with like Clapton or something.
No, no. I don't think so. So
maybe not.
Traveling Wilburys is Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, and there's one of the guy from the Electric Light Orchestra, whose name I can never, Jeff something, what's his name? From ELO? Oh, God, that's going to bother me.
I didn't get big into ELO.
Jeff Lynne. You would know who Jeff Lynne was if you saw him. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Audio Slave was Chris Cornell and Tom Morello.
Audio Slave
headlining
is,
that
Chris,
one.
Is Chris Cornell leading Rage Against the Machine. It's Rage
Pretty
Against
much.
The Machine with, they just brought in Chris Cornell.
And then Velvet Revolver is Stone
Scott
Temple
Weiland.
Pilots with...
No, it's
Flash.
Scott Weiland with no, it's Scott Weiland with Guns N' Roses.
I was yeah, that's right, because Duff McKagan's in Velvet
yes.
Revolver. Okay. Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. So real quick, the Asia is John Wetton from King Crimson, Steve Howe from Yes, Jeff Downes from Yes, and Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Who is Palmer the lead singer?
He's the drummer. The
who's the lead singer though?
The bass player, John Wetton from King Crimson.
Oh,
so there you
so
go.
He that's the final
a lot,
countdown.
A lot of research
right?
here. I think I'm going to go this way: Cream, Temple of the Dog, Audio Slave, Velvet Revolver, Traveling Wilburys, Asia.
Okay.
That's where I'm
on
going.
Star power alone, I mean, Traveling Wilburys needs to be pretty high.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, they're.
I feel I like we've had this question before.
We may have. I like their music, but it's not my favorite kind of music. Like I like. There's. They have a couple songs I like though, but they're not like a rock. They're. It's a little more mellow.
Yeah.
For star power, they should be number one. You're right. You got me thinking. Like, was Jimmy Page in a super group? No.
I'm almost positive he was. It was either him or John Paul Jones.
He was in The Firm with Paul Rogers from Bad Company. So maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Paul Rogers also was with Queen, was
with
he
Queen.
Not?
Yeah, he's toured with Queen.
He followed up. Well, I mean, it was well after.
Are we thinking of the
Freddie
Yardbirds?
Mercury. We are thinking about the Yardbirds. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Clapton, Beck, Jeff Beck.
Jimmy Page, God.
In the, that's a good group. There.
Good God.
It's a good group.
Has there ever been a group of guitarists ever assembled like that?
No, okay.
Other than like some of these like tribute shows.
All right. Let's keep going here. We'll do one more, then we'll go to the break. Ryan Nelson, here it is. How would AC/DC describe the college football championship game? Are you ready for some defense? Yeah. You ready for the Wolverines?
Where's my Huskies? Yeah. I had a husky girl one time. Her name was Rosie.
I was gonna go with like, didn't Michigan just win the Rose Bowl? They got a whole lot of Rosie in Michigan. Oh, that's good stuff. All right, let's move into the rest of the rumblings. That's brought to you by our good friend
Jim Harbaugh had some dirty deeds.
Kind of Stallions with the dirty deeds. The Mississippi Beef Council want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend or any weekend. You know, they talk about grilling season. They're talking about the summer. Nah. Grilling season is 365 days a year. It's always a good day to fire up the grill, and nothing beats the sizzle of beef. Head out to your local grocery stores and meat markets. Pick up some steaks today.
and put them on the grill. You will not regret it. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. We're going on Thursday, right? We're going on Thursday to Two Brothers.
I think we can make that happen.
I'm very happy now. Very happy.
Did you say you're not available on Wednesday for anything?
No, I didn't say anything about Wednesday.
Would you like to go eat lunch with myself and Big Daddy tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I've already got a location picked out.
Okay.
Restaurant, Tyler.
I'm in.
Can they handle Thunder and Lightning and Big Daddy?
And Big Daddy?
Going to be tough.
Yes. I like how you asked me the question like there was any chance in hell I was going to say no.
Well, you know, I thought you said the other day that you couldn't go to lunch on Wednesday.
No.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was Tuesday.
I said it was today. It's today I couldn't.
Okay. Go. Okay. Yeah. But,
anyway. Well, great. Back-to-back days with lunch.
Yes. So,
Two Brothers Smoked Meats. I'm excited. Very good. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. When you need any kind of technology for your business, you need a new copier, a new printer, you need new laptops or computers, you call Advantage Business Systems. And then if you, you know, something goes wrong, and guys, we talk about it all the time, something's going to go wrong. It's a machine. It's going to go wrong. When that happens, all you got to do is call those guys back, and they'll take care of you. And they can take care of you a lot of times the exact same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue. How many more times do I have to tell you guys? The Banner M is done. Finito. So it's time to get new gear, and if you haven't done it yet, you need to check out the Collegiate Collection at the Rogue. Great-looking polos and pullovers, great styles, and the logos that you want, the state script, the M over S, the interlocking MSU. They've got them there. Check it out at the Rogue in Jackson or shop online at therogue.com. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. All right, back into it here. Ford Polk, who should be on the cover of NCAA football? Somebody mentioned Caleb Williams. No.
Jane Daniels?
No. And I'll tell you, you got to think here, right? You can do an NIL deal with a current player. It should be somebody who's in the game.
Yeah, I like that.
So my first thought is Quinn Ewers.
Will they do that, though? Because every single one of them has been guys that have already graduated, right?
Yes, but that's because you couldn't.
That's true. Yeah, now you could.
And I guarantee it.
Use their name, image, and likeness.
It'll be cheaper to get a college kid than a pro.
Probably,
It would be cheaper to get Quinn Ewers than it would be get Caleb Williams. Quinn Ewers is my vote.
Will they do Quinn Ewers, or will they do, like...
They could do Carson Beck.
Or will it be Jalen Milroe, or...
Milroe? If J.J. McCarthy comes back, it could be him. And yeah. there's a dark horse that would make me laugh.
Judkins.
I would laugh pretty hard if that happened.
I'm very intrigued with what they're going to do with the cover because we've never seen a current player on it. But that's what,
yes,
that's what it should be.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Wouldn't you want to be able to play with the guy that's on the front cover?
Yes.
We finally have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And do you make it an NIL deal or?
Yes, you got to pay them a little extra to be on the cover. Everybody
will do commercials for it. Because like
they've
that.
Done the thing where everybody has to opt in, right? You have to opt in, and then you'll get a payment based on whatever. But yeah, then the person who's on the cover is going to get some extra stuff. I think it's going to be Quinn Ewers. That's my vote.
I would not give it to Caleb Williams on principle alone.
Yeah,
because wasn't he one like kind of causing trouble with it?
If you got to go to somebody who's currently playing, Jaden Daniels is the better choice. I agree.
Yeah,
or Penix, one of the two.
Penix would be a great representative.
Should LSU be concerned about Brian Kelly? He has lost 7 games as their head coach in 2 years. Counterpoint: he's won 20 games in 2 years.
And last year, he wasn't supposed to be in the position they were in.
Have you seen their recruiting class for next year yet, by the way?
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be pretty sick.
They have
sick.
The number one. They have a five-star quarterback, running back, and receiver all committed. I think they're all the number one players at their position. I mean, they're fine.
So. What I would be concerned about is whether or not, you know, if Michigan opens up, if he ends up at, like, getting interest from Michigan.
Well, I mean, if he does,
I'd be more concerned about him leaving.
LSU, though, they'll bring in another good coach.
You would hypothetical, who would they hire? You want to say Lane Kiffin so bad?
I want to say Lane Kiffin so bad. Makes so much sense, though. He'd be dominant down there.
That would be. It would be worse than whenever, like significantly worse when Mullen left.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because State had the best defense in the country, but they have
their portal presence is through Kiffin. I don't think there's a single other coach in the country who can do what he's done with the portal.
Yeah.
He's the best at it. I'll give him that. No question.
He is. He has gotten that down to an absolute science.
Yeah. The Maroon Buffoon recently moved to Vicksburg. What are the top five places to eat? Beachwood Restaurant, Rusty's. You should go eat at the Round Table at the Walnut.
Yes.
Go get the Round Table. Go eat lunch there.
That's one of my favorite places.
I'll tell you what. I went to the new brewery when I was home a couple weeks ago, Key City Brewery. Food there is really good, and the beer there is really good too. So if you're a beer drinker, definitely would recommend that. I've always heard 10 South is really good, but I haven't been there. But everybody in Vicksburg tells me it's really, really good. And then just go get some Solly's hot tamales too. You just can't go wrong with those. Those best tamales I've ever had.
The only two that I can remember going to was Beachwood and then the Round Table.
Yeah. You'd like Rusty's. Rusty's is like more seafood. It's really good.
Oh, I'm sure it would. I mean, Vicksburg has some great dining.
Some good restaurants, yeah.
Right off the Mississippi River, man. I mean, you got to have good food.
Yeah. This question is more of a video question, so I can't really do it here on the show. Ryan Sparks asks us, if the prefix semi means half, such as a semicircle, why is a semi-truck so big? You ever seen a full truck? They're huge! Like double 18-wheeler.
So like this bigger than a semi?
It's a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That nothing makes sense in this life.
No. Would you rather jump into the tank at the Bass Pro with your clothes on or get stuck in a giant vase at a wedding? I definitely go in Bass Pro clothes on.
One of my buddies sent me a message yesterday. He was listening to sports talk, and I guess y'all were talking about it at the time.
Yeah, we had a moment there, yeah.
He knows exactly where that guy's from. He's from Alabama.
Yeah.
And he's like, he comes from a, you know, town of like 700 people.
Oof.
Straight out of Bama. Roll Tide.
The use of the term button to describe his area. I had never heard it referred to as button before. And I was just, a button. Yeah. And I was like, Big Cat said, there's no coming back from the button. There's no coming back from that. It's insurmountable.
That guy will never live that down because there's pictures out there, full frontal.
It's the move to like Saudi.
Like you said, he's already been labeled. It's not going to happen for him. Yes, I see that picture as well.
Look at this picture. Look at all this food. Oh my gosh.
What is that?
Well, the first thing is like some sort of the first thing kind of looks like gabagool.
It really does. It looks like some kind of like
whatever
cured
Serbian gabagool is. And then that's just a bunch of different cured meats as well. Oh, it's all cured meat.
Let me ask Steph what this is. For clarity, Stefan is back home and outside of Chicago, right?
No, he's in Serbia, isn't he?
No.
I thought they went back to Serbia
did they?
For Christmas. I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, let me ask.
Because think about it. Like right now, it's 2:00, right? Why would they be eating right now?
Yeah, I'll ask. So basically, he's taking part in their Serbian Christmas, and they cook a lot of meats, like lamb.
The Serbians know how to cook. His dad, by the way, we have got some awesome dads in our beat right now. You're Big Daddy, great. Steph's dad is a tank. I would never go drinking with Steph's dad. Wouldn't survive. My dad,
straight out of Serbia.
A lot of great stories about my dad. God rest his soul, but oh well. Alexandra Watson, since hot dogs are just ground meat stuffed in an animal casing, doesn't that mean it doesn't stop being a hot dog after it's eaten? Doesn't the eater just become the new casing, making them, in a sense, a hot dog as well? Well, this is why I don't eat hot dogs.
Are these people only tagging you in their tweets?
Alexandra, no, she tagged Robbie Falk on 3.
I don't know what's, I don't, I'm not seeing hers now, or Ryan's.
Ryan, he tagged Robbie Falk 24/7.
Uh-oh.
So.
I'm at this new site now, Ryan. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. I didn't see either one of those tweets. I hardly ever see Alexandra's tweets. I don't know why.
There we go. I got you taken care of with Sparks there.
She doesn't have a protected account, does she?
No, I don't. But I mean, you're tagged in it. I don't know why.
It doesn't show up. No, no.
You blocked
because I saw her. I did not. She's a very nice lady.
She is. She can bake too. She's a baker.
I don't know what happened, but sometimes I don't see her tweets.
Let's see here. Mangum Cafe asks us, rank the looks of these 90s movie stars. Okay, we're just, all right, sure. Reese Witherspoon, Alicia Silverstone, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jessica Biel.
Oh, my gosh. This is taking me back.
This is a all-star starting five, all right?
Batman and Robin.
This is like the dream team, okay? All right, I'm gonna give you a hint, but I'm going to give you something here, by the way. You ever want to upset a woman? Just tell her that you think that Jennifer Love Hewitt is a good actress. Like, is she on that show 911?
Yeah. She's the operator.
Man, she is so good on that show. She is a great actress. Like, her movies
are really fantastic. Love her acting skills.
Yeah, I mean, you will.
Is she number one for you?
Get upset at you.
Is she number one for you?
No.
I had a feeling she might be number one.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, number one.
Oh, really?
Oh, so hot. Want to touch the hiney.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She's hot.
I'm trying to. All of these have like moments where transition periods.
She's number one.
Rowan Tishman's up there. Jessica Biel, like early Jessica Biel, like Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
Was not.
No, but when she started doing movies, yes.
This is so tough. Alicia Silverstone.
Reese Witherspoon's last for me.
Yeah, she's definitely below these. Alicia Silverstone in Clueless and Batman and Robin and Batman Returns. Was she in both of those?
No, she's just in Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
He is an
Oh, boy.
Serbia.
Knew that.
I'm going to go Geller, Biel, Hewitt, Silverstone, Witherspoon.
Man, Jessica Biel 2000s, he specifies.
Yeah.
So she moves up.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
I think Silverstone, number one.
Who are we leaving out here, by the way? Shannon Elizabeth? She's being left out here. That's
Shannon Elizabeth in American Pie.
Yeah, that's strong. That's strong.
Jennifer Aniston.
I just want to see what... There was a thing one time where they had
Topanga.
She
wasn't in movies though.
The Maxim like 100, and like Jeter had knocked off like 7 of them. So all right, so this is the 1999 Maxim top 50.
Okay. What a year, by the way.
Rebecca
I was 10 years old.
One, do you remember her?
Who?
Rebecca Gayhart.
What was she in?
Oh God, she was more of a model, I think. Let's see here. She still looks good. That's good to see.
I could only see
the Noxzema girl.
Okay. I could only see Maxim when I went to the gym.
The grocery store, yeah. Ooh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Salma Hayek. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum, yes.
Denise Richards. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Her and Nev Campbell.
Carmen Electra.
Oh, Extra. Yes. Good call. Good call.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Rebecca Romaine.
Yes.
We could do a whole show naming hot women.
Rebecca Romaine was in X-Men, right?
Yes, yes. Married to John Stamos.
Yes, that John Stamos.
Ooh, Elizabeth Hurley as another one. Heather Graham. Oh.
You remember
We got to stop.
Who was the girl in was it Saving Silverman?
Yes. What was her name? Saving Silver.
I'm trying to remember her name because my sister, Amanda Peet.
Yeah.
So she looks, there are some similarities between her and my sister.
Okay.
And my sister went to Las Vegas.
I can see
one
that.
Year, and people
thought
she was Amanda Peet, and she was getting into like clubs and places like
who
that.
Who would have guessed this question was going to spark this much? We could literally do the rest of the show.
Well, whenever you start mentioning the 90s and the early 2000s, like my ears perk. Like I start reliving my childhood.
Yeah. Ace Swenson asks us, does Brandon Walker look more like the Eagle from the Muppets or Nick Swardson? Who is Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson is the guy that was in Grandma's Boy,
yes, okay,
and Benchwarmers. He looks like the owner of the Raiders. Is exactly
that's
who he
it,
looks
that's
like.
It, that's correct. You're correct there.
Davis. What's his name?
Mark.
Mark Davis. That's who he looks like. That is his father.
Colton Watson asks us. Sorry, he says he's late today. Let's hear the likelihood that any of the following players catch the first snap of the season when MSU takes the field August 31st. So he's got Shapen, Parson, Van Buren, Wright, and other. I would say 100% Shapen.
Yeah. I think that's – I mean, it would be shocking if it wasn't.
Yeah, I agree.
I will say this. I think the original idea was to bring in another transfer portal guy.
I do too, but they've gotten away from it.
Well, I think the reason of that is I think that Lebby is pretty high on Chris Parson.
Okay, good. That's good news.
Yeah, so I think he feels okay with Parson being like their number two.
Okay.
Parson, by the way, was working out with Kelly.
Kelly Akari.
There we go.
Yeah.
The other day, as was Blake Shapen.
Corey Pilkington asks, I've seen Ben Garrett a few times in public before, and I take it you know the answer better than me. Does he always dress like an adult member of the Little Rascals or just every time I see him? Yes, Corey, fire away at Ben Garrett. Good stuff.
Let the hate flow.
There you go. Perry Cafeteria. How much weight did Rams put on this offseason? It seems like he's gotten so bulky he can't move, shoot, finish, dribble as well as he did a year ago. I don't think he put on too much weight, did he?
I don't see it. You got to remember, too, he did have that injury.
Yeah.
And that might have slowed him a little bit. I mean, just kind of working back from that the last few months. I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't look, you know, too much different than last year, in my opinion. But I don't know.
Jeffrey Chancellor, if you could preserve someone's head in a jar and make them immortal like they do on Futurama, who would you pick and why is it Jack Crystal so he could forever color commentate MSU football games? That would be a fantastic choice.
That would be excellent.
Jack Crystal forever? Oh, man. I like that.
All you need is his voice.
Yeah. Let's see here. Junction Report, if this national championship is taken away from Michigan, will that make Washington national champs even if the win is vacated years from now? No.
They'll just have an asterisk by Michigan, I think.
As we said, when a win is vacated, the win is vacated. The loss doesn't become a win.
Right.
So.
I think that's kind of stupid. We all watch – it's kind of like taking away Reggie Bush's Heisman.
I agree with you.
It's just dumb.
I agree with you. Let's see here. Where am I?
Plus, the NCAA is –
useless.
Defunct.
Yeah. Jeff Chancellor again. Tell me the final rankings of a run-only playoff tournament with these duos. Nick Fitzgerald and Aris Williams, John Bond and Jarius Norwood, Chris Relf, DeCenzo Miller, Dak Prescott, J.J. Johnson. It's run-only? My answer might surprise you.
Chris Relf and DeCenzo?
No. John Bond and Jarius Norwood.
That would be fun to watch. Jarius in a triple option or John Bond in a spread?
I want John Bond in a spread, but it doesn't matter because you can't throw.
Yeah, but you're spreading, you know, you got tight ends and wide receivers out there blocking on the perimeter.
I think,
or do you want him in a wing T, you know, veer type?
I think I want to run option there. Yeah, I think you're right. So, yeah, good call.
But if everybody knows that something is coming, the only people that are going to touch the ball is the quarterback.
We're definitely facing some loaded boxes there. There's no question about that. But
would you not want Fitzgerald and Aries?
Fitzgerald gives
a little
you
more
physical presence, so maybe that might be the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think Dak and JJ are kind of similar in that regard, too, but I'd probably go Nick and Aries.
Okay. Tucker Medlin, Brian, you defend your love of wrestling all the time. How can you hate on Remember the Titans for exaggerating the truth? It just bothers me. It's something about it bothers me. With wrestling, I know it's fake, and I don't feel like it's purporting to be true. It's just a television show.
I mean, Remember the Titans is based on a true story.
Right. It just bothers me as a football fan. It offends me as a football fan that I'm supposed to believe in the last play of the game they ran an end around and scored a 60-yard touchdown. It just bothers me.
Did they also go to the Gettysburg Cemetery?
They did not, I don't think that happened. Of all the false things said in Remember the Titans is the worst. This is the Virginia 3A championship, as big as it gets in high school football. That could be up there. That's not a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I doubt Virginia was like the mecca for high school football.
Yeah.
Even back then.
All right. We got a few more here to get to. Steve Vinson, what is the end all beat all goat barbecue sauce? You got one that you like?
Not one in particular. Coming off the shelf, like if you go to like Walmart or local grocery stores, that Stubbs barbecue sauce,
Stubbs
the dude
Sweet
with the cowboy hat on there.
Stubbs Sweet Heat is my go-to barbecue sauce.
It is really good. I had some more of it. That's if I go to like Walmart, Kroger, Piggly Wiggly, whatever, to get barbecue sauce, I'm going to get that.
The real choice for me is Dreamland's barbecue sauce. It is the best.
Yes,
barbecue sauce, but you can't buy it everywhere. So
you have to go to. Well, can you get it shipped to you?
You can get it shipped. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Dreamland's barbecue sauce.
Also from Steve, would you rather have finger-shaped toes or toe-shaped fingers? I'm definitely going toes here. I'll have long toes over short fingers.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, your toes, you'll be able to operate with your foot no matter what.
Right.
I mean, you just might have to get a bigger,
if you've got,
bigger shoe.
Right, if you've got long toes, you can be like a monkey. You can be climbing trees and stuff. Yeah,
that's true. And also nobody's going to see it, really.
Right, unless you go to the beach. Right.
I don't want people to see that my fingers are really short
or stubby. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Want that. Plus, there's a problem gripping things. You don't want that.
Yeah, that it's going to create a lot of issues.
Yeah. Hunter Manis, you can stop a crime from happening again, but you have to commit it first. Which do you pick? Okay, so I see what he's saying. So I if I murder somebody. There'll be
nobody will get murdered again.
Nobody will ever be murdered ever again. I'm picking I was thinking rape, but I'm not going to do that. I can't.
We have to. I mean, here's the thing. There has to be population control. And I hate to say that, but that's going to wipe out like 1 million people. Like, we can't have that much more. Like, I'm not advocating for people to murder.
You're saying we need murder?
Well, no, I mean, like, I guess I am. I don't know.
No, I can't.
Something has to take that place of, like, people have got to die. I mean, I'll be the person that says it. I'll be the person that says it.
Oh, gosh. This is a.
They do.
It's taking a turn, Robbie.
Do you want that many people on Earth?
I don't want the people we have now.
I don't want people to die like that. But something else has got to take over to be. To control the population. I'm just speaking what other people are thinking.
This is not your fire and disagreement.
You just said that you don't like people.
I'm just saying, though, I don't want to say we need to call the population like
that. No, I don't know the correct way to say it. That'll appease everyone.
But so but, yeah, I would go murder somebody terrible, and then we'd have no more murder.
That's how. So you're actually for murder if you're going to commit the crime.
I'm going to commit.
You're a murderer. Murder.
I'm going to murder.
People have called me a bank. People call me a bank robber. You're a murderer now.
I would be in this scenario, yeah. But then I would be a great human being because I ended murder.
What other crime makes sense here?
Here's another one. I would commit insider trading, and then there would be no more insider trading. But I'd have the money, so what do I care?
Yeah, it needs to be something that helps us all have some more money in our pocket.
This is a good question here. If a UFO is identified as a UFO, does it just become an FO? I guess that point, yeah. It's just a flying object.
Isn't it called like UAV now? Or something. What is it called?
Or something?
Unidentified.
I have no idea.
Something I've never like heard. That. They've changed the name. UV.
Hold on. I will Google
unmanned it. Aircraft system.
Okay. UAP. A unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
Okay, and we have a lot of names here. We do. But we do know, as we know, it's been confirmed, aliens exist.
They exist, yes. That's a true story. Let's see here. Whitley Miles, runners on second and third, down one, bottom of the ninth, two outs. Who are you sending to the plate to get a base hit? Current team or past teams, doesn't matter. Barry Bonds?
What, Mississippi State related?
Oh, he didn't say
Jake
that.
Jake Mangum?
Yes, Mangum is probably Mangum or Tanner Allen.
Either one, I think, works. Yeah. It's like whenever TA came up against Ole Miss in that game three,
I knew he was going to get a hit. Yeah, you knew what
we knew he was. He wasn't going to strike out. We knew that for a fact.
Right.
He was going to get a run.
The ball was going to go into play. There was no question. Yeah. There you go. All right,
that's the guy I want up.
That's the end for today. All right, guys, we're going to talk some more recruiting tomorrow. State picked up another commitment on Tuesday. We'll bring you up to speed on that and talk a little bit more about why State is doing so well on one side of the ball and so poorly on the other. I want to dive into that a little bit, so we'll do that on tomorrow's show. Plus, we'll get started. Well, I'll recap. Future Brian will have to be with us. He'll recap Mississippi State versus Tennessee. Nah, I'm sad I don't get to be at the game because it's at 6 p.m., same time as my live show. Can we not get a 7:30 tip here? Can we not have?
Don't wish for that.
Help me out
how
a little
bit. How dare you?
Oh, well.
All right, I'm not gonna be able to be there anyway, so.
Oh, well. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.